And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 12th of July, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived." That was Henry David Thoreau, who was born David Henry Thoreau in Concord, Massachusetts, 1817, grew up exploring the woods and the fields around town, encouraged by his mother to learn from nature, went to Harvard, didn't like it very much, went to work in his father's pencil factory. He taught school for a while, became friends with Ralph Waldo Emerson of Concord, went to live with the Emerson family, worked as a handyman and took care of their children and told them stories and took them on nature walks, lived with the Emersons for 2 years. In 1842, Nathaniel Hawthorne came to town, met Thoreau, and wrote in his journal, "Mr. Thoreau dined with us yesterday. He is a singular character, a young man with much of wild, original nature still remaining in him. He is as ugly as sin, long-nosed, queer-mouthed, and with uncouth and rustic, though courteous, manners." They became good friends, and Thoreau planted a garden for the Hawthorns. And 2 years later, when Thoreau was 27, he persuaded Ralph Waldo Emerson to let him live on some land that Emerson had bought on the shore of Walden Pond and to build a cabin there. It was hardly wilderness. Thoreau was living less than 2 miles from Concord. He went into town to have dinner with friends and still did odd jobs for the Emersons. He had plenty of visitors. While he lived out there at Walden Pond, he was working on his book A Week on the Concord and Merrimack Rivers, and also kept a journal from which he wrote his book Walden. It came out in 1854. Thoreau, who wrote in Walden, "I learned this, at least by my experiment, that if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours." And it's the birthday of the poet Pablo Neruda, born in Parral, Chile, in 1904. He was born Neftali Ricardo Reyes Basualto. His father disapproved of his writing, but he kept on doing it, encouraged by the poet Gabriela Mistral, who lived in his town, and later became the first Chilean to win a Nobel Prize. When the boy was 19, he sold everything he had so he could publish his first book, Crepusculario, Twilight, and he published it under the name Pablo Neruda, so his father would not be too upset. In 1924, his collection, known in English as 20 Love Poems and a Song of Despair, was incredibly successful. Here's a poem for today by Martin Espada, Black Islands, for Dario. At Isla Negra, between Neruda's tomb and the anchor in the garden, a man with stonecutter's hands lifted up his boy of 5 so the boy's eyes could search mine. The boy's eyes were black olives. "Son," the father said, "this is a poet like Pablo Neruda." The boy's eyes were black glass. "My son is called Dario, for the poet of Nicaragua," the father said. The boy's eyes were black stones. The boy said nothing, searching my face for poetry, searching my eyes for his own eyes. The boy's eyes were black islands. A poem, Black Islands, by Martin Espada, from the Republic of Poetry, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.